Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman, who visited Epstein Island, donated to Ohio Senate candidate Frank LaRose. By Sean Moran on February 2, 2024. Democrat megadonor and LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, who visited alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's island, donated to Ohio Secretary of State and Senate Republican candidate Frank LaRose. In 2022, Hoffman donated $13,700 to LaRose. Hoffman was also once a fellow at the Aspen Institute, a George Soros-funded globalist institution described as a retreat for the liberal elite. Hoffman once spent $4.5 million to work with several media firms and the anti-Trump Lincoln Project to produce ads attacking former President Donald Trump. Hoffman, who reportedly visited alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's island, helped fund former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's presidential campaign. In May 2023, Hoffman admitted to visiting Epstein's private island, Little St. James, which is more infamously referred to as Pedophile Island. Hoffman also backed E. Jean Carroll's civil case against Trump. Hoffman is one of the Democrat Party's largest donors. He, alongside leftist billionaire George Soros, helped run the clandestine group known as the Good Information Foundation and is accused of election meddling. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow wrote. He has since fashioned himself into a Democratic megadonor, though his activities are largely hidden from public view. He is one of the key framers of the modern political infrastructure that is contouring the current American landscape by allowing the super wealthy to use nonprofits and lenient disclosure laws to make large political contributions in relative obscurity. Tactically, he embraces both the disingenuous and the censorious, as well as the Chinese Communist Party. Emphasis added. But Hoffman's shady political activity doesn't end there. He also funded a series of pro-Doug Jones ads in Alabama that were modeled on the much-decried Russian propaganda peddled on Facebook and Twitter in 2016. The project's operatives posed as conservative Alabamians on Facebook and tried to use the platform to divide Republicans, pushing them toward a write-in candidate and away from Roy Moore, the GOP's nominee for Senate. They also ran a scheme, according to the New York Times, to link the Moore campaign to thousands of Russian accounts that suddenly began following the Republican candidate on Twitter, a development that drew national media attention. Emphasis added. Hoffman is also an occasional collaborator with Communist China on a direct level. As Peter Schweitzer reported in his number one best-selling book, Red-Handed, LinkedIn is the most China-friendly American-owned social networking site and Hoffman is known as the most connected man in Silicon Valley. LinkedIn managed to stay operational in the authoritarian country by remaining in compliance with Chinese censorship rules until 2021. By comparison, Facebook and Twitter have been banned by the CCP since 2009. Emphasis added. Marlow said that Hoffman comprises just part of the American oligarchy in his New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.